The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Eruvim dat lamed zayin. The Gemara brings the Mishnah. Shnei lugin shani osi lahafish harei hin truma. Asara maise rishon, tisha maise sheni. According to Rav Meir, there is, says the Gemara, the principle of Breira. Breira means that a person can make a chalois, can activate something now, but decide at a later stage whereabouts the chalois is chal. For example, in our case, a person has a barrel of wine, and he wants to separate trumas and maisas. The normal procedure is to take out the amount, the correct amount, and put that aside, and call that the truma, and then take out the maisa, and call that maisa, and then the truma and maisa, you give the truma to the kohen, the maisa to the levi, and so on. In this case, the person wants to say, I hereby declare that two lugin inside this barrel should be truma, but I will decide at the later stage which of the two lugin is truma. And then you can drink all of the wine except for the last two lugin, and they will automatically be truma. That's the concept of breira. If you hold the yesh breira, you can do a retroactive choosing of where the chalos should be. Rabbi Yosef Rav Shimon says you're not allowed to do it, it's osa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Machlokes in the Gemara, and the Hachamim of the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds with Rabbi Yosef Rav Shimon that it doesn't work. Maskonos the Gemara appears that it does work, but Rabbi Yosef for sure says it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, why doesn't it work according to Rabbi Yosef? It would imply the reason is because Rabbi Yosef holds Ein Breira. That we don't hold there is such a concept of Breira. You can't do a retroactive selection. When you make something Truma, you have to decide now when it's Truma. You can't say it's Truma somewhere in this barrel and I will decide at the later stage which two lugin in the barrel are actually the Truma. So that's called Ein Breira. So it's a machlokes tanoim. The chiyuv of this mission is implied that a man and Rabbi Yehuda hold yesh breira, you can do such a thing and it works. And Rabbi Yosef Rav Shimon hold ein breira, it doesn't work. After Gemara from another Mishnah, which implies that Rabbi Yosef holds that yesh breira, there is such a concept of breira. What's the case? Two noshim, two women, are bringing their korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. The korbanos they're bringing is a korban of the yeledes, for an example. And yeledes has to bring two birds, Shnei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yoina. One is a Chatos and one is an Oila. Here we have two women who are bringing four birds together. So the Mishnah, either they bought together their nests, a cane is a nest of two birds, they bought them together, so they have four birds together, or, says Rabbi Yosi, they had two birds each and they gave them to the Kohen. So the Kohen can, of these four birds, decide which one he wants to be makriv as an oila and which is a chatos. Take two of the birds and make them an oila, two of them a chatos, one for one lady, one for the other lady. Says Rabbi Yosi, there's no problem doing that. Ask the Gemara if Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of the concept of breira, then how can the Kohen decide for himself which one is going to be the chatos and which one is the oila? That's retroactive selection. That's a classic case of breira. And Rabbi Yosi holds the breira doesn't work. Answer to Gemara, Amar Rabba Hosam Kishehisnu. The case of the Mishnah of the women who bring in the korbanos is talking about where they didn't actually decide in advance which one's the chatos and which one's the osham. They didn't even say, of these birds, two are going to be chatos and two are osham. Rather, when they bought them, they said, we're going to decide at a later stage which one will be the chatos and which one will be the osham. And then they left up to the kohen to decide. So when the kohen decides, he's the one who's making a chatos from that moment on, and he's the one who's designating which one's the osham. He's not doing anything retroactively at all. It's not, says Rabbah, they were talking about the women said one is a chatos and one is an oila, and then the kohen pulls out one and decides which one lemafreya retroactively is a chatos and which one is oila. That would be breira, and Rabbi Yosi says ein breira. And here we're talking about when from the very outset the women said we will leave it up to the kohen to decide then to designate one as a chatos and one as oila, and that's no problem with breira at all. Says the Gemara, well, in that case, it's obvious. Why do we need a special Mishnah for Rabbi Yossi to tell us this? So the Gemara says it tells us a very, very big Kiddush, like Lalocha of Rabbi Chista. Rabbi Chista says, Ein HaKinim Misparshes Ela Iib Lekicha Sabayim Iib Asiyas Kain. Rabbi Chista says a very big Kiddush, that if you want to designate a bird to be a chatos or an oiler, you have only one of two opportunities. Either the time that the woman buys it, she can decide which one she's buying for a chatos and which one she's buying for an oiler. Or alternatively, the kohen can decide which one's a chatos and which one's an oiler. But if the woman decides in between buying it and giving it to the kohen that she wants to designate one of the birds as a chatos and one as an oiler, it doesn't work. And that's very unusual. In all other korbanos, when you have an animal which you bought, you can designate it, the owner of the animal can designate what he wants it to be, a chatos, an oiler, or a shlomim, depending on the circumstances. With birds, when you bring them to the korban, the Rashi explains, Rav Chista learns a special gezeirat hakosev, that once you've bought it, you cannot designate which one's going to be a chatos and which one's going to be an oiler. You have to leave it up to the kohen. So either the time of purchase you can designate it, or when the kohen can decide, he can designate it. But in between, you can't designate it. In fact, the Rambam paskens in the Hilchos Psulei Mekudoshim Perikhes Halacha Ches, this halacha, that if two women bring together a group of four birds, then the kohen can decide which one's going to be a chatos and which one's going to be an oiler. Explains there the case of Mishnah, that although Rabbah has explained that they were talking about Kishahisnu, where they said in advance that they're going to leave it up to the Kohen, in fact, according to the Maskanas of the Gemara, you don't have to say that. The Maskanas of the Gemara is, it's always as if Shehisnu, because unless they designated the time they bought it, which one's a Chatos and which one's a Oilah, then they haven't got the power to designate it, it's only up to the Kohen. That's Rav Chista's Chiddush. And the Gemara says, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rav Chista's Chiddush, and that's what's going on here. So although the Gemara started by saying, it's talking about where they were must there that the Kohen can decide, in effect, at the Maskanas of the Gemara, even if they weren't must that the Kohen can decide, it's always up to the Kohen to decide, and not up to the women, unless they designated it at the time they bought it, which is not what we're talking about here. So, that's our sugya with regard to Breira. The Havamina was, the Mishnah says Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Breira. The Havamina is here, Lechor is a classic case of Breira. The answer is there's no Breira here, there's no retroactive selection, because the selection is done entirely at the later stage when the Kohen decides which one should be an Oilah and which one should be a Chatos. Now, there is a Tosfos Yom Tov in the Mishnayos in Tumai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. There, the Mishnah says as follows: Shnayim shebotzis kamei l'toch hagas achas. Two people had a field. One was a person who can be relied upon to take trumas and maasas. The other one was an amoritz who cannot be relied upon to take trumas and maasas. So now, his produce, the amoritz produce, has the status of what Chazal called demai. It might be that he's taken ma'aser, but it might be that he hasn't. Most of them actually do take ma'aser, but a significant percentage don't. So the Chazal said, Midrabbanan, if you ever buy produce from Am Haaretz, you have to take ma'aser from it. It's a din Drabbanan, because we don't know whether he's taken ma'aser or not. Now in this case of the Mishnah, two people owned the field. One was the person who does take ma'aser, the other one was Am Haaretz. We don't know if he takes ma'aser. And they both harvested their vineyard and put it all in one big vat and pressed the grapes to create wine. So the Mishnah says, "Amaser maaser shaloi." The one who does take maaser, he takes maaser on his half of the wine which is in the vat. V'chokim chomukim shahu. What does that mean? So the Baal Tanura, quoted in the Yerushalmi, that the Amoritz's chelik is going to be demai wherever it is. That means to say, if we now split up the wine and the Talmud Chacham takes his 50 litres and the Amoritz takes his 50 litres, so the Talmud Chacham's taken Maaser on his 50 litres, but he took Maaser when it was all mixed together. Now that they split the wine 50 each, it could be that some of the wine which the Talmud Chacham has taken is now actually the wine of the Amoritz's, and in exchange for that the Amoritz has taken some of his wine. And therefore, you're going to have to take Maaser again on half of the produce that you've taken now, because it's demai. Because it could be that half of the produce you've taken is actually belonging to the Amoritz, and you've swapped with him. some Mefarshim ask why we don't say that you should take Maisa again on all the produce that you've taken home, because maybe all of your produce is actually his and all of his is actually yours. That's a separate discussion on the Bartanura's opinion there, but I can't put it, that's how the Bartanura learns the Mishnah. Why do you have to take Maisa again? Why can't you say the 50 litres that I took is my 50 litres, which are already no longer Teva because I took Maisa from them because of Ein Breira? You now want to say that the 50 litres that I took were mine all along, and they and I have now taken the wine which belongs to me, which is Helmeisha taken from it. That's retroactive selection in Ein Breira. So says the Bartanura to explain the Mishnah according to the Rishalmi. Points out the Tosfos Yomtov. It's a little bit difficult because Halacha Lamaisa we hold that Ein Breira in Dinei Torah, but in Dinei Drabonon we do hold of the principle of Yesh Breira. So says the Bartanura himself later on in Maseches Tamayah. In which case, it's a little bit difficult here, because since the halachas of the Maya is Rabbonon, why should we say Ein Breira? So we have to say that this man Dama holds the Ein Breira even the Rabbonon. So as it says in Jonathan, the Rabbonon has a different approach in the Mishnah entirely. It's not talking about whether the Talmud Chacham took Maisa on the produce when the produce was all mixed together. On the contrary, they split the produce before they put it in the vat. The Talmud Chacham took his 50 tons of grapes, and the Amoraites took his 50 tons. Now the Talmud Chacham took Maisa on his own grapes when they were separate from the Amoraites' grapes. Then all the grapes were mixed together in the vat. Now, when they split the wine again, now there's a very real problem that the Talmud Chacham has ended up with some of the wine which hasn't had Maisa taken from it, or possibly hasn't had Maisa taken from it, it's Demaya. And that's why he has to take Maisa again. And says the Tosfos, this is nothing to do with Breira. This is not retroactive selection. Retroactive selection, Breira, is that the concept of Breira only applies where you have an entity and you make Truma Mice on some of that. In our original case, you have a barrel of wine and you say, I want two Lugin in this barrel to be Mice, or to be Truma. I will decide later which two liters is actually the Truma, which 2 liters is the Mice. So the Chalos is now. At a later stage, you want to be Bavara, you want to designate where the Chalos was retroactively. That's a Shiloh of Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. But in our case, we're not talking about such a thing. We're talking about something which was definitely had Trumas and Maisas taken from it. It was not Tevel. It was some Dava Masukin. That was mixed together with produce which may have had Trumas and Maisas taken and maybe not, because it belongs to Amorites. So it was mixed together with the Mai. Now, since Tosfos Yom Tov, you can't pull out some of the wine and say, I'm doing a Breira and retroactively designating that this is my wine, because maybe it's not your wine. Maybe it's his wine. Breira works when you have a mixture, and then when it's mixed together, you definitely make part of it as something, as hektish or as strobel or whatever it should be. Later on, you want to designate which of those things is truma. That's a shiloh of Breira. But if before you mix them together, something is definitely truma, or produce which is mesukin, and you mix that together with something else, you can't then take some of it out and say this is Breira and use the concept of Breira to designate that I've now picked out the stuff which was mine all along, because maybe it isn't. So says the Tosfos Yom Tov. So Tosfos Yom Tov is a very important issue. Breira does not apply in a case where you have a mixture which before it was mixed together already had a chalos applied to part of it. You can't mix together two things and then do a Breira and pull something out and say, I'm now Mavara, which part of the mixture was Truma, which was Maisa, if the Truma Maisa was there already from beforehand. In fact, Rabbi Kidega points out that the Sefer of the Tosfos Yom Tov is actually Mefurish in the Tosfos, in the Seches Temura and Daf Lamed Omed Aleph. The Tosfos says this Yosoid. Breira only applies when you have a mixture and you apply a chalos to part of the mixture. But if you put something in the mixture which already has a chalos, then you can't pull out part of it afterwards and use Breira to designate that this is it. Now, the Sefer Mekor Chayim is quoted by the Tshuvas Michtam and Adovid and Yeridea Sima Memches, who asks on this Yosoid of the Tosfos Yom Tov from our Gemara. Our Gemara asks on the K on Rabbi Yossi, who holds the Ein Breira. Our Gemara asks, surely Rabbi Yossi holds the Yesh Breira. Where do we see that? In the case of the birds. Two women brought together 4 birds. Two are chatoses and 2 are oilers. They're mixed together, and the Kohen can pull one out and say, I designate this is a chatos, and this is an oiler, and this is a chatos, and this is an oiler. That's a classic case of Breira, says the Gemara. The answer to the Gemara is no. We're talking about whether the women didn't make it chatos or noda at all. It's all to be decided at a later stage by the Kohen, either because they made a Tanai like that, or because Rav Chisda says it always applies like that. But in the Havamin of the Gemara, what were we talking about? A case where one woman had a chatos and an oila, and she mixed it together with another woman who had a chatos and an oila, and the Kohen, using the principle of Brera, can pull out one bone and say, this is a chatos, this is an oila. According to the Tosfos Yomtov in Demai and the Tosfos in Tomorrow, there's no such thing. You can't do Brera if there was the things which were mixed together were designated before they were even mixed. You can only use Brera if you had four birds and you said, of these four birds, I want two to be a chatos and two to be an oila, and then the Kohen were to pull one out and say, this is a chatos and an oila. That's Brera, and it works. The man bomb a yesh Brera, and the one bomb a Brera doesn't work. But if before they mix them together, one woman had a chatos and one man had an oila, another woman had a chatos and oila, they mix them all together, even if you hold yesh brera, you can't pull out one of them and say, this is the chatos, and maybe it's not, maybe it's the wrong one, maybe this is the oila. Brera is not going to help you in such a case, according to Tosfos Yomtov, according to Tosfos. So how can our Gemara have a Havamin that's going to work? Midine brera. So asks the Sefer Mekor Chayim, answers the Nichtam Ladovid, you're right. In the Havamin of the Gemara, Brera would work even in such a circumstance. The Gemara was saying Kol Shekein. Here you see that even if something was Hukah or Lepasof Misarev, it was clear what was the Chatos and what was the Ola, and it was mixed together. Nonetheless, you can still pull out one and say, this is the Chatos and this is the Ola. Even in that case, you can say Yesh Brera, according to Rabbi Yossi. Yes, Kol Shekein in a regular case of Brera. According to the Havamin of the Gemara, the Gemara and the Havamin, it would work even in a case where Tosis says it doesn't work. What's the Maskon of the Gemara? The Maskon of the Gemara is no, our case is talking about where they designated in advance that the Kohen will decide, and they didn't make anything Chatos or anything Ola yet. Only when the Kohen decides, that's when they make it a Chatos and Ola. Or alternatively, according to Rav Chisda, they have to do that because they can never decide themselves which one's going to be a Chatos. It's always up to the Kohen. According to the Maskon of the Gemara, says the Chilas Michtam Ladovid, then we have no proof that there is ever such a concept of Brera, where we have something which was Hukah, and a Pasotinus Arya, they can use Brera to be Makir again which one was which. So, in other words, what the Michtam Ladovid is saying is, you're right, the Havamin of the Gemara is not like Tosfos. The Havamin is, we even say Brera in that case. The Maskon of the Gemara is, no, this has nothing to do with Brera, because this is a case where they were masneh in advance that all the chalos would take place at a later stage and not retroactively. And in that case, we have no makur, no source anymore for this concept that Brera would work even if it's hukah or levasot in this arev, and therefore it's nothing to do with Brera at all. And therefore Tosfos and Tosfos Yom Tov are right, that at the end of the day, Brera would only work if you have a mixture of things together, and then you apply chalos, and then afterwards you do you're mavar where retroactively where the chalos was chal. So that's how the Michtam Ladovid explains our Gemara. In Halamin it's not like Tosfos, but the Maskama is like Tosfos. It's interesting that the Tosfos in Temura, when he gives this klal, and he says that we don't say that something which was hukal b'sof nizayah, we don't say there is a concept of Brera. The way the Tosfos brings it down is that whenever the Is is Mufura in advance and then it's mixed together with Heta, you can't use Brera to redefine which one's the Osa and which one's the Heta. But if the Issa or the Chalais was Noile Bataruvos, it first came about when there was a mixture, then you can use Brera to decide where the mixture was. Which part of the mixture is the Dovah Osel, or the Dovah Hektish, or the Dovah which is Truma or Maisa, or whatever. So, based on this, Lashon of Tosfos, the Chavos Yoreh, in Mekuf Lamed Gimel, comes up with a Pele Dikei Chiddush. The halacha is that Osei Ves Benoi, an animal which has a young, cannot be shechted on the same day. So if you have a sheep and a lamb, the lamb which is born from that sheep, you can't check them both on the same day. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So it's a chavos yoreh. What happens if you have a sheep, a mother sheep, which is mixed together with another 10 sheep, and then you have a lamb separately, and you shecht the lamb? Says the chavos yoreh, since before the sheep, the mother sheep, was mixed together with the other sheep, there was no status on this particular sheep of Issa v'Heta, because you hadn't yet shechted the lamb. So you could shecht the mother sheep. Then you mix it in with all the other sheep, and then you shechted the lamb. So at the time you shechted the lamb, now you are creating an iser on the mother to be shechted for the duration of that day, because you can't shech them both on the same day. But the time you created that iser, it's already, at that time, the sheep is already mixed in with all the other sheep. And according to Tosfos and Tamura, now we can apply the principle of Breira. So we can pull out one sheep and say, this is the one which was the mother, and we won't shech that, and then we can shech any one of the others. So says the Chavos Yoreh in Tzimun Kuf Lamed Gimel. However, the Achronim all argue on this. The Beis Ephraim and Yoreh Deh Tzimun Ayin, there's a Chassam Sefer in Aruch Chaim Tzimun Kuf Kaf Tes, and there's Rav Shimon, Shari Yoshe, Shari Gimel, Perek Kaf Beis. They all prove not like that. It cannot be. It's true, Tosfos says, that if the Isser only comes about when it's already Betaruvah, then you can use Breira. But that doesn't apply in the case of the sheep. In the case of the sheep, there's not a Chalos Isser which is not clear where it is, and we then can define where it is. In that case, there is an animal, a particular animal, which is the mother. And you can't pull out another animal and say, and if they Breira, it turns out that this is the mother sheep. It might not be the mother sheep. You can only use Breira if there's a chalos of hekdesh or truma or issa or something like that, which is there on one of the animals, and it's not defined which one it is. You can then define it at a later stage and say, I now decide retroactively that this is the one where the truma was chal all along, or this is the one where the hekdesh was chal all along, or this is the one which was osur all along. You decide later to fix which of the animals or which of the things in the mixture become truma or hekdesh or osur. But if this child of the Isser is, there's a particular sheep which is osur, it's not going to help you to pull out one of the sheep and say Breira and say, since it only became osur when it was in the mixture, I can later decide which one is osur. There's only one mother of the lamb in this mixture, and that one is osur wherever it is, and you won't be able to use Breira in this circumstance either. But al koponim, that's in parentheses, to come back to Anoseh, Tosfos says in Tamura that we never say such a concept of Breira where the two things were separate and then they were later mixed together. The interesting thing is that there's a Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph which lechur is mafurish, not like that. The Gemara there says, Rava Asa Shaila, a Sota, we write the Megillah Sota and then we rub out the ink and scratch it out into a cup of water and then the Sota has to drink the water. So Rava Asa Shaila, if you have two Megillahs or two Sotas and you rub them out into one cup, is that okay or is that not okay? And says Rava, it's not okay. What happens if you rubbed one Megillah Sota into one glass, or another Megillah Sota into the other cup of water, and you mix the two cups of water together? Is that okay? And if you're telling me that's not okay, what happens if you then took this one cup of water and poured it out into two separate kosos? Do we say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira? And the Gemara Blad Shmer, Rava asks the question, and he says, Teku. So Tosfos there, in Sota Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, points out that this Breira is not like any other normal Breira. Every other normal Breira, you have a mixture already, then you make a chalos and you say two lugin should be truma, or something should be hektish, or something is going to be osa. And then, at a later stage, you define where in this mixture are the two lugin which are going to be truma, or where in the mixture are the two lugin going to be hektish. That's called Breira. But, says Tosfos in Sota, here we have a completely different type of Breira. Here we have one cup of water, which has a Megillah Sota of one woman rubbed into it. And then we have another cup of water with the other woman. Then they both got mixed together. Then they were poured out again into separate glasses. And Rava says, Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. This is a completely different type of Breira. Lechora, this is exactly the type of Breira which Tosfos in Tamura, and it says the John Dinah Demai says doesn't work. Even the Mandoma Yesh Breira, you can't use this type of concept you can't use Breira for this type of concept as well. Here was Hukul of a Sophonist Arab, you can't later redefine what's going to be the water belonging to one woman and what's going to be the water of the others. If there was one mixture together and into that there was two chalosim, then you could use Breira possibly to split it afterwards and say this is for this and this is for that. But if before it was mixed together, this was Rochel's cup of water with Megillah Sota and this was Leah's, when you mix them together, even if you hold Yesh Breira, you can't separate them again and use Breira. But Tosfos himself in Sota points this out. Tosfos says this is not a regular case of Breira. Tosfos says, what's it like? Tosfos says, is it like the case in Erev in Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, Tosfos refers specifically to our Gemara, which Mekor Chaim asks on the Tosfos Yom Tov, and says that surely we see from here that we say even Man Dami Yesh Breira, even Breira in such a case of a hooker of a soif is Arif, and then you do a Breira, it still works. Says Tosfos in Soita exactly the same thing. In the case of Soita, it's the same case as the case of Erevin, where even though it was hooker and it was soif is Arif, and then hooker again, you can use Breira and Man Dami Yesh Breira in such a circumstance. So we see that the kasha that was asked in the Michtam of David is actually what Tosfos himself in Zoyta says. Now the Michtam of David said the maskonos of the Gemara is not like that, although that's the Havamin of the Gemara. But the Tosfos in Zoyta at the beginning seems to be saying that no, that's the maskonos. Says Tosfos, and what was the answer of the Gemara? The answer of the Gemara is we're talking about there's no prayer at all, because there were masne at the very beginning, that only at a later stage will it be chlal become. It didn't do any designating at the beginning, so we don't need Breira at all. So it's Tosfos and Soita, but it doesn't retract from its original site that if we were to use Breira, Breira would work even Lohukan of a Soita Zareth. So in fact, Tosfos and Soita seems to explicitly rule out the Michtam of David's answer. He says not only in the Havamin does Breira like that work, but even in the Maskana, Breira would work even in such a case. It's just that it's not a case of Breira at all, because it's talking about whether a Hisna, that it should be defined by the Kohen at a later stage. However, it's a long Tosfos, later in the same Tosfos and Soita, Tosfos says surely there cannot be such a thing. And he says, like the Tosfos in Tamura, Daf Lamed says that surely the Breira doesn't apply. And therefore Tosfos explains the Sugya of Soita as a slightly different Shaila entirely. We won't go into it now. It's a little bit difficult to understand Tosfos' explanation what the Gemara there is talking about. The Rashash says that the Devarim Gub Gomer, which tries to give a kivum to it, to what Tosfos is actually saying. But Tosfos learns the whole sugya in Soita differently. It's a different type of Shaila entirely. Tosfos doesn't explain why the Gemara in Erevin, the Maskona, it seems to hold that such a type of prayer does apply. The Chor in Daphne Zong, we have to say that Tosfos at the end of the day agrees with the Michtam of David that although the Gemara Havamin specifically wants to extend prayer even to the case of Hukal of Masechet Nezarim, and the Maskon to Gemara that the case is not a prayer at all, the Chor we could answer, we would have to say that Maskon to Gemara, we don't hold of such a type of prayer either, just like the Michtam of David says. So, and in fact, there's a Sfas, a very interesting Sfas Emes in Sefer Davus Ketamad Aleph, who implies that this Gufa is the Sofik of Rava. Rava's Sofik of, do we say Breira or not Breira in such a case, is Gufa this Sofik. Do we say Breira even in a case where it's Hukka and it's safe and it's Arev, and then you can pull out afterwards things and say this is the Hukka and the Mafrael and this is the Hukka and the Mafrael? Or do we not say that? And we say we only say Breira in a case where the chalos occurred when it was already mixed together. But when the chalos occurred beforehand and it was mixed, you can't use Breira anymore. It's mashma from the Sfas Emes that itself is the sophic of Rava. Although the rest of the words of Sfas Emes is not exactly clear if that's what he really means. Furthermore, there's a in the Chidushia Griz on Saita Dafyut Khatamadarev and brings a very interesting shtickle from the Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, from the Rishiva Satamidim of Rabbi Yoshe Ber, who wants to explain also that the Tzuki there is not talking about a regular type of Breira at all, it's talking about a different halacha, and Gamzon has nothing to do with our Sugya. It's a little bit difficult to fit into Loshon of the Gemara, but it's an alternative explanation to the Sugya. But our component Tosfos in Sefer Dafyut Ches certainly does explain this Lechera going with the regular rules of Breira. So just to sum up again, Breira normally works where you have some things mixed together, for example a barrel of wine, and you want to create a chalos now of two lugin of truma, but you don't want to define which of the two lugin are truma. So according to the Man Dami Yesh Breira, you can say two lugin are going to be truma, I will decide at a later date where they are, but now I want them already to be truma, and then you can drink the rest of the barrel because it's already had truma taken from it, and the last two lugin you can set aside as your truma. You'll decide later on where the truma is, even though you're making truma right now. Laman Dama Yesh Breira, you can do that. If you hold Ein Breira, then you can't do that. However, says Tosfos Yom Tov in Tamayim, Tosfos in Tamura Daf Lamed Omed Aleph, and the Maskana Tzakamah Tosfos in Soita Daf Yud Ches Omed Aleph, that only works if you make the chalos when everything's mixed together. But if before it's even mixed together, you create a chalos. For example, in the Rambam in Domai, he's talking about where the Chover already separated his Maisa and his Trumas and Maisas before he mixed his wine together with the Amaretis. In that case, once everything's mixed together, you can't later on pull something out afterwards and use Brera to do a retroactive designation. Because retroactive designation only works where till now it was never defined what's truma and what's not truma. Then, in the Mandom Yesh Brera, you can retroactively decide it. But if there was a state when it was clearly defined, this is truma and this is not, and then they were mixed together, you can't use Brera retroactively to try and decide which one is the truma and which one is not the truma, because you might have pulled out the wrong thing. That is the aside that the Tosfos Yom Tov says, and as we've seen, Tosfos says the same thing, and in Tamura, and Lechur, that's the Maskona of the Gemara of Tosfos in Sota Daf Yud Ches. The two Gemaras in Shas imply not like that. One is the Gemara in Sota, which implies that the Megillah Sota of one woman, which is scratched out into one cup, and another woman in another cup, if they're mixed together and then separated again, the Gemara rather has a sophic of Yesh Beira or Ein Beira. As we say, though, that so many Achrenim seem to learn the Gemara completely in a different Mahalach, so it's not the regular Shiloh Beira. Our Gemara in Erevin, which also implies, at least in the Havamina, that you can do such a Beira with the two women who bring their birds, the four birds, where they, in the Havamina of the Gomorrah, they had already defined one as being a Ola, one as being a Chatos, and the other one as her Ola and her Chatos, and then they got mixed together. In the Havamina of the Gomorrah, the Kohen can pull one out and decide which one is going to be the Chatos, which one is an Ola, which implies that we even say Brera in the case of Hukkah, the Bethotan is Arif, but the Maskonos of the Gemara, there's nothing to do with Brera at all, but they was going to be defined from the very outset at a later stage by the Kohen, and the women never designated that one should be a Chatos and one should be an Ola. They left it up to the Kohen to decide at a later stage. In that case, we have no Raya that there will be such a case of Brera, and the Maskonos of the Gemara, as the Michtam Nadovid says, there is no such riot, and the Tosfos Yom Tov is correct that we will never say Berera in such a circumstance.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.